Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence in You at WCWP.org. Senior Talk Radio. We ought to change that, maybe Zoom Senior Talk Radio.
I know, and we're I feel bigger than Senior Talk right now, because especially in this, it's really community kind of talk, you know, which I think is just showing how widespread we are, you know. It's really just
it's just fabulous.
What is the name? That's a good question. What is the name of the show?
It's Project Independence and You.
Right.
The main name of the show, obviously, and we say Senior Talk Radio.
This, I thought it was the Christine Lou show.
Well, this segment is called Talk.
Oh, this segment. Yes.
Well, it's actually Talk of the Town, but you know,
Talk of the Town.
For those the fans of the show, they call it the Christina Lou show, you know.
Yeah. And I think when the three of us get together, it's very hard to stay on task. So it's kind of like a free for all. We'll call it the Christina free.
Yeah, we'll just, you know, call it
hour
chatting. But before the break, we were talking about just Project Independence and different initiatives that we've been doing. So I actually just want to remind people, hopefully you got it if you're on our list. I worked on our email newsletter to kind of give updates on different programs and new programs that are coming out too. So if you want to be on this email newsletter, it is you just got to call 311, give your email address. It comes out monthly. And it's a great way to kind of stay, you know, on topic. And we have some stuff about what's going on in North Hempstead in addition to PI programs. So, but what was exciting is really, you know, I have to at this point give a shout out to the social workers and nurses who, I mean, it was just incredible really to see they, you know, really pulled up their sleeves and from the very beginning and got connected to people, because, you know, so many of our members were just terrified, which rightfully so, you know, whether it was about getting food or just being isolated. And, you know, PI has always been, you know, the child, the extended family of, you know, of seniors, and so many of their children live out of state. So, you know, we're always kind of the middle person a lot of times, you know, checking in. And I think that was such a difficult loss for so many seniors to not have that in-person connection. You know, they would come into the office, get their blood pressure checked, or, you know, there'd be a home visit, and it's really a difficult thing. So the fact that our social workers and nurses were providing these weekly, if not sometimes daily, checks on seniors and just the facilitation just takes off so much stress. You know, and we would get back these comments from seniors that said, like, you know, they would hear the voice of a social worker or a nurse and just be able to breathe a sigh of relief or feel for that moment, you know, just connected to things. Because I think that's certainly the scariest part, is when you just feel like you don't know what, you know, what to do. And especially if you're a senior who's isolated in this. So our social workers and nurses they did over 41% of the requests that came in from the town of North Hempstead were for Project Independence.
So that's all the calls that come into 311, from, you know, repairing a pothole to registering for an event. You know, if every call that came into 311 was 100% of the calls, our Department of Services for the Aging, got 41% of the calls. So that means that the, you know, 59% of the rest of the calls were dispersed throughout the rest of all the departments, building and public safety and parks. So it's a lot. And I just wanted to say, you know, what Christina was saying too is, you know, we do get people calling 311 and saying it has been a blessing to hear like Janet's voice, the nurse, or Andrea's voice. They check in every day. What it means is, you know, someone's checking in on them. Maybe they live alone, and, you know, they could be in, you know, fairly good condition. And it's just to know that someone's checking in and saying, how you doing? Just, it's just an incredible It's an incredible service, and it happens every day. And you know, it's great to call 311 and for us to get feedback, because this feedback is helping us to generate these calls. You know, we know these are working, so we're going to continue it. You know, so I do, like, you know, people want to call 311 about suggestions or
no, and that's what
compliments for the staff.
Special about, you know, the town North Hempstead in general, because besides obviously having our social workers and nurses with PI that you know, will call you back pretty quickly, you know, the fact that you could actually call a 311 call center and talk to a human, I mean, it's so rare. Any of us can say that, you know, in this. I mean, it's very, you know, it's so impossible to ever get a hold of anyone anymore, you know, unless you, like, know some kind of code to, like, type it on the phone or something to, like, you know, troubleshoot that. But, you know, the fact that you can call 311 and get a human, you know, and explain whatever you want. And it's just, it's such a wonderful system that I think every town would certainly benefit from that kind of program. But what we were talking about before was the Neighbors Helping Neighbors program.
Yeah.
Which we launched really quickly. I think it fully took off in April, I think, is when, like,
relaunched, really, yeah. Right?
Well, exactly. So in 2009, I was just an intern.
Just a little internship was this high out of. So little.
And we got a grant called the Sharp Grant, and it was for seniors who were homebound. So we had friendly visitor component and then this telephone reassurance component. So when we were in present day trying to brainstorm ideas, we were talking about this, because a lot of people, whether you wanted to receive a call or figure out ways to help out. And I think I just want to sidebar. That's what a really wonderful thing about this situation is, you did see a lot of good from people, and a lot of people who wanted to figure out, you know, some kind of way to help people in this time, which I feel like doesn't get as much, you know, shine as some negative things, but there was really a lot of wonderful stuff going on during this. And so with this Neighbor Helping Neighbor program, we talked about it. We very quickly, if anyone knows me, I save everything. So I found the original template for this training manual. We all pulled together, revamped it, added some information, and then we're able to have that and kind of launch this program virtually, you know, because we couldn't in person see people and promote it. So it was a lot of, you know, just word of mouth kind of stuff. So we took a grassroots kind of approach to this, which I think was really cool. And the response was so huge. And we immediately, you know,
quick.
We got, Newsday had reached out. So then they had featured it. Fox News had featured it, which was very exciting. And to date, you know, it's still going strong, these matches. There's 42 solid matches still that are meeting. And what we've been talking about is we had a lot of volunteers. So we were saying maybe volunteers could get actually matched with each other and just see. But the relationships that people have formed were just great. You know, I'll see feedback all the time from either the person receiving the calls or making the calls, and they were saying that they can't wait to, you know, when this is all over, to go have a cup of coffee together, you know. And I think that's really wonderful too. So
is it? Yeah, that's so nice.
And if you want to be a part of that, that's still, you're still able to. You can call 311 or 869-6311, we'll get you connected. So
do you have any idea of numbers, like how many people have volunteered and how many people are they contacting?
Yeah, well, right now there's 42 matches. So they're solid matches. So a volunteer and a constituent have been matched. There's, everyone that wanted services received services so far. There's a couple of more volunteers. There might be, like, for a while there was like 15 to 20 volunteers, you know, waiting. So that's why we were talking about possibly matching volunteers. So. But it's great. I think it's just another way that we were able to kind of keep people connected, you know, and it was just a really, it was cool to take something, you know, and kind of revamp it for this current climate.
A lot of kudos for Christina for that. I mean, that was just.
Yeah. And we
it was a turnaround. There was a turnaround time. And one of the things that, I mean, came out of it is that a lot of times the volunteers are talking to someone and they realize this person might need a little more assistance.
That's wonderful to actually mention. And that's something obviously we all, when we sat to revamp it, wanted to make certain, you know, we weren't having volunteers going out there trying to give medical advice or legal advice or or whatnot. So we had it we made a certain time frame to call. So one of us was on staff still. So God forbid some kind of concern, which it did happen. You know, someone might have been scared about they didn't have food, you know. So if that kind of request that needs to come to us and we need to pull together, you know how to do that. So it was only, we didn't want people to call on weekends, you know, when we might not have been around, even though a lot of us had worked on weekends. But, you know, it's really, it was certainly a good kind of systematic thing that we had going on. So it was good. Shout out to everyone, you know, really. Yeah. And I want Nancy Mizrahi, who works for our department, and Andrea Taylor, who's one of our social workers, did all the matching of people. And you know, it wasn't something like, like pulling a name out of a hat and just throwing people together. It was really kind of seeing what someone was interested in and what they were looking for and making that right fit. So that's, it's really something great.
It's awesome. It really is. It's just another, you know, Project Independence program that, you know, that's been adapted, you know, for this situation, which is kind of what we knew we had to do. I mean, we had to be able to bring that all back. So, you know, Otto, it's so interesting, you know, to have all the programs that we're doing existing differently from home. I mean, here we are all sitting at home and just seems like, you know, how could we be existing this department and calling 311 and yet here you are doing the radio show, you know, from your home. And where's Bunny, by the way?
Well, I closed the door because the last time that segment was on TV and she came in.
Yes, you saw Bunny, you know, coming in and out. Otto was getting a lot of phone calls last week.
Well, I have the good
fortune. But, you know,
I have an office in the house. I mean, I worked out of my home. And one room is an office, so it's a good setup, which is an important subject, by the way. I looked, there was an article in today's Newsday about people working home and back problems and this and that.
And,
it's an interesting subject of what setup do people have within their home if they have to work out of their home. You know, it's not always where you have, like I have, a nice place to sit and, you know, I got a big desk and pictures I want. And,
you don't want to see my setup.
I'm at my dining table.
Right now I'm on the kitchen table. Yeah. Sometimes I'm in like the living room with like multiple stack trays and, you know, it's just like papers everywhere.
Well, see, that's a real world subject actually, because.
All right, you know what? Let's talk about that because we're actually at the end of this segment. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about that. And hope you've enjoyed Project Independence in You, and we will be right back.